Senior SETI astronomer Seth Shostak tells us how this new telescope will work.
Now, clearly, we're trying to find evidence of ET, and we're trying to do that by looking for a signal in what's called the electromagnetic spectrum, which is just a fancy way of saying the radio dial, at least for us. Now, let me turn on my radio here. Okay. Ah, you hear that static, all right? That's just all natural noise. Galaxies and hot gas between the galaxies and pulsars and quasars, they all make radio noise, and it's everywhere on the dial. But if I tune a little farther here, hear that squeal, and then right there, intelligent life, okay? And that's the difference between nature and some deliberate signal, because it's at one spot on the dial. Nature does not make signals that are restricted to one spot on the dial in general. It just doesn't do that.
Since the cosmos just don't make narrow-focus signals like this, finding one would be an almost certain sign of an alien culture. So what is it about this new array that makes it more likely to succeed?
The Allen Telescope Array basically is all about speed. We can look at more than one star at once. And so, whereas in the last decade, we looked at about 1,000 stars, in the next decade, we'll look at 1,000,000.
That's because the Allen Array's field of view, the area of sky it sees at one time, is much larger than any other telescope. And it can capture millions of frequencies from multiple star systems simultaneously. Basically, the Allen Telescope Array is a SETI hot rod, with SETI astronomers at the controls 24/7.
So if you look inside here, you kind of see where the rubber meets the road in terms of these antennas. I mean, the operation is actually, in principle, very, very simple. The radio waves come in from the sky, and then they come down to this Buck Rogers-looking thing here. This is called the feed, but really all it does is it takes those incoming radio waves and amplifies them and turns them into electrical signals that then go down a fiber optic cable back underground to the control room. Now, this thing looks so funny because it's got to be able to pick up radio waves that are at various wavelengths from the, you know, from relatively long to relatively short. So that's why it has this tapered look. The back end here is for the longer wavelengths, the front end for the shorter. The antennas send everything they collect from the cosmos into this room. It comes in right back here. You think of what Frank Drake did in 1960. He had one channel of radio noise he was monitoring. One. Here we got 100 million channels coming in, and then we move up the dial to take another 100 million and another 100 million.
The sheer scale of the search is almost impossible to imagine. Remember, in our galaxy alone, there are over 300 billion other suns, many with orbiting planets, and beyond that lie 100 billion other galaxies, just like our own. Even in its current configuration, the array's virtual dish gathers 9 times more information than present-day processor technology can decode. That means 90% of what the telescope observes is simply thrown away. So for the next decade or two, the technology in this little room will be playing catch-up with the dishes outside.
We know that technology is going to continue to advance at an exponential rate, and so all this stuff will be replaced in another 5 years by yet faster machines, which allow us to look at more star systems, more channels, in other words, to speed up the SETI search.
And as that search accelerates, Tarter and other SETI scientists are thinking about the consequences of success.
If we detect a signal, we'll do everything that we can at this site to make sure that it isn't our own technology that's fooling us, or that it isn't a deliberate hoax. If we get an independent confirmation, then we will, in fact, tell the world, because a signal isn't being sent to the Allen Telescope Array, it's being sent to the planet Earth, and the planet Earth deserves to know about it.
But once the world has been notified, then what? Let's just say an official response plan probably won't be necessary.
If you ever announce that you've detected a signal and give the description of what it is and where it's coming from, anybody with a transmitter is going to get on the horn and shout whatever they want. And wouldn't that be just about the best characterization of 21st century Earth in unorganized cacophony?
That's exactly the kind of thing SETI scientists are seeking. Even the accidental noise of an alien culture would answer one of the most ancient questions of all. Are we alone?
Humans have been asking it forever. The probability of success is difficult to estimate. But if we never search, the chance of success is zero.